Welcome to episode 39 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. On this week's show, I'm in the car once again, this time heading back from St. Leonard's in Dorset, here on the south coast of the UK. This past weekend saw the very first Active Photographer Jolly. It was a fun-filled event set in the countryside, where a small group of people got the chance to indulge themselves in their enthusiasm for photography and the great outdoors. Now, the weather wasn't perfect, but you know what, that didn't dampen spirits at all. Everyone had a great time picking up hints and tips and tricks, which will help them take better photographs in the future. This week's show, then, is for the benefit of all of you who couldn't make it, or for those who are thinking about coming along to a future Jolly. And of course, if you were there, I'm sure you'll recognise some of the references that I make along the way. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 39. It's just gone 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Sunday afternoon, and the temperature outside, according to the readout in my car, is 21 degrees C. So it's a really nice, bright, sunny afternoon. Blue skies, puffy white clouds, but it hasn't been like that for the whole of this weekend. What has been bright and sunny and fantastic has been the very first outing for the Active Photographer Jolly, which was held in St. Leonard's in Dorset, on the south coast of the UK, and it was a get-together as publicised through Twitter and Facebook and through the Active Photographer, the Jolly page, and you will have heard me speaking about it on previous podcasts and posts on the blog. It was an opportunity for people to immerse themselves in their enthusiasm for photography and the outdoors. So some of the people that were there were primarily really into their photography, but just happened to like the outdoors a lot as well. Others were just diehard outdoor fanatics, but they just wanted to learn how to take better pictures while they're out enjoying the great outdoors. On this occasion, we had myself and Will, who regular listeners will know from previous recordings and video clips and mentions in blog posts. We had him and another five people. We were expecting more, but unfortunately, some people couldn't turn up, and that's just the way it goes. But those that were there, and I won't embarrass them by name, but you know who you are. I just want to say a massive thank you to all of you guys for just making this such a great first outing for the Jolly. I mean, I said to you right from the start, I wanted you to be honest with your feedback at the end of the weekend. Tell me what you liked, what you thought could have been improved, you know, sort of what you found really beneficial, all the usual sort of things. You guys by far exceeded all my expectations for the weekend. I know I wasn't able to provide the best weather. We had quite a lot of rain, had a bit of, you know, it was a bit breezy, but just thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much, guys, for making this such a wonderful weekend. I'm going to stop gushing now, and I'm going to actually talk about the Active Photographer weekend, the Jolly. We were at this lovely site in St. Leonard's, which was an area of special scientific interest, which means essentially it has lots of notable bugs, creepy crawlies, fauna, flora, wildlife, essentially. In the mornings we could hear, I don't know, I'm no expert, but I think it was something like a kestrel or a kite, you know, hunting birds sort of in the hedgerows. We had, you know, these wonderful, just this wonderful forest area. We had two lakes which we were able to walk around, some little areas that had some seating. We had rivers there. I mean, the reason I picked that site for this first opportunity, I mean, it was a recommendation actually that Will suggested. He's known the site for a long time. He says, look, you've got to have a look at this. I think it would work really well. And, you know, it was spot on. A big shout out to Mel and Sue, the people that run the site. Totally accommodating. But in spite of the weather, we were able to accomplish so much. And I and Will were able to put across so much of what we wanted to explain about how you can get better pictures in the great outdoors. Now, I'm not going to tell you everything that happened. If you like the sound of it already, you guys need to come along to the next one when we organise it. And I'm not giving anything away, but Will and I have just had a chat. I'm in the car driving back. We've just had a chat, and this thing is going to be, we are lining something up, really, something really special for the future, which I think you're really going to love. But we started off, you know, I can tell you, we started off, first of all, thinking about the basics, ISO, aperture, and shutter speed. The fundamental building blocks of how you are controlling your camera to get the results in any given situation that you want. Now, I know that there is, of course, a lot more involved, things like lighting in particular. You know, this was just the starting point on the first morning. Everyone settled in. Some of the guys were going to be turning up the night before. For whatever reason, there was some delays on the motorways, which meant that I know one of them, you know who you are through your bitter experience, you sat for an hour in traffic and didn't get any more than 10 miles out of London. That just happens. And so, you know, on that occasion, that person, he turned up first thing in the morning on Saturday, and that was fine because I'd said from anywhere from 4:30 in the afternoon on Friday, just turn up, pitch up your tent, sit down, have a drink with us, get a little bit of an insight into the weekend. But if not, I'd said to everyone, make sure you're there for, turn up a bit early, but make sure you're all pitched up, ready to go. We're going to be having a coffee at 9:30 Saturday morning. So we had a bit of an introduction, had a walk around, and then we started things off with this first walkabout through the forest area. It started off with the rain, but that wasn't too bad. You know, it was very fluid, and this is the whole idea. It's an experience to learn, to talk to each other, to share stories, to get a really good understanding of your cameras. So within a few minutes, the rain just started to get quite heavy. But no matter, we just went into the woodland, and we started to do a few activities in the woodland, which worked just as well as if we were in beautiful sunshine outdoors. And in fact, on some occasions, it worked better. So that was really cool. We had other activities. We moved it around the place. We had some secluded seating area. We were able to talk about like how you might support your camera in the outdoors. Those of you who were there, guys, to see your reaction when I gave you your goodie bags and the things that were inside there, priceless. Because you were not expecting it, and why would you be? The things that are in there, and I know that some of you in particular are going to go away and use those things, and you're just going to be sharing pictures that were using those items, and it will just be to know that from your expressions, first of all, of kind of bewilderment, thinking, what the hell am I going to do with this, to seeing how those items combine to be, you know, a realistic and valuable set of items which don't take up much space, don't take up hardly any weight when you're out walking or mountain biking or whatever it is. That was amazing to see that. That's brilliant. And also, you know, what we were having, we had this, the whole point of the Active Photographer Jolly, I will call it an experience, because I don't like the term workshop doesn't really fit. To call it an experience, to me, maybe I'm a bit too humble, it seems a bit very grandiose and, hey, it's an experience. And yeah, it is, but call it what you want. The weekend, the whole point is, whatever your experience with your camera, whether you're just an absolute novice or a beginner, you just love being outdoors, or you're a keen photographer, we had a whole range across the people that turned up. But to see over the course of the weekend, to see the images that these guys were shooting at the beginning of the weekend, and then to see what you were doing right up until the morning, I mean this Sunday morning, you know, having your coffee, packed everything up, and then just going for an hour, just having your free time strolling around, to see the progress in what you had picked up, the results that were amazing themselves, you know, to see, for them to stand there and think, say, look, hey, look at these pictures that I've produced, and saying, well, look, would you have been able to have produced that Friday evening, Saturday morning, and saying, well, you know, I was kind of able to take a nice picture, but this is just so much better. It's just something about it is it makes it a stronger picture. And those people that were there will know why that is. There's a few tips, a few techniques, a few secret little buttons or features of your camera which you knew maybe were there, you didn't know what they meant, you certainly didn't know how they could be used. To see that progress in people is what it's all about. We had a barbecue on the Saturday night, which was fantastic. We shared a few beers, we shared a few stories. We had a raffle in the evening, had a few prizes up for grabs that covered both outdoor and photography. Hey, we even shared toasted marshmallows on the barbecue, which I know some of you weren't expecting, but you know, you gotta have beer and you gotta have marshmallows if you're outdoors and you're having a barbecue. So all in all, it was just an amazing, amazing weekend. And for me personally, and I can speak for Will as well, because Will's helping me out with this as my, I don't know, call him what you want, you know, wingman, my second in command, the guy that's there backing me up, helping me, talking to these people that are coming along, having a great time. We couldn't have hoped for a better bunch of people to kickstart the Jollies. Your feedback was brilliant. We sat down afterwards having a cup of tea, just looking back at what you had to say. It was just fantastic. The weather could have been better, yeah, but that wasn't the point. If you're outdoors and you want to capture those moments, as I said to you guys that were there over the weekend, if you're trekking or you're touring, you're going around the world, if you're just taking the dog for a walk, any picture is better than no picture. It may not be absolutely perfect, the weather, the scenario, the situation may not be perfect, but isn't it better to capture something that at least when you're talking to someone in the pub or your friends or relatives or what have you back home, you can say, yeah, I was up on this mountain range, or I was going for a walk, look at what it was like. That is what it's about. It's knowing how to use your particular camera to get really good results that are going to be able to share those memories. And you know, I dare say some of you will go away and have pictures on your wall which you are proud of, which as a result of some of the stuff that you picked up over this weekend, you know, those pictures maybe wouldn't have been there 2 months ago, a month ago, even the end of this last week. So it was just far and away so much more of a success than I knew you guys would love it. I knew it was going to be a success, but just to the degree that it was received. And just, you know, I feel as though I've got new friends now at the end of this weekend. I know through Twitter, Facebook, we're going to have a Flickr group that I'll share the link on the show notes. But through these places, and actually meeting up again in the real world, on the South Downs, back down here in Dorset, just having either weekends or just having a day trip, sort of going walking, having a chat, catching up, that's what it's about. It's not just about the photography. It's not just about me saying, right, here's a load of techniques and this is how you can apply them and go away and do this and tell me how you're getting on and tell everyone how you're doing. It's just this community thing that we're building, these friendships. We're sharing into the future. We're going to be sharing stories and experiences. And it's just, you know, it's just been perfect. I couldn't have asked for anything more from the weekend. So I'm now driving back. It's a lovely afternoon. I've got a hectic schedule lined up anyway for the next few weeks. But just as soon as I can, I'm going to be putting together a little, very basic, nothing glamorous, little video of, for the benefit, not just of those that were there, you knew how it happened, but for those that couldn't make it, that wanted to, and for those of you that have found out about the active photographer Jolly just through seeing the hashtag stream on Twitter, and those that maybe have had word of mouth, seeing what it was about, seeing what you missed, more importantly, and if you're interested, get in touch with me, let me know, have a chat with those people that were there, get some first-hand experience. As you're listening to this, I will obviously put a link in the show notes, but if you are wanting to see the sort of thing that we're talking about as we're going along, go on to Twitter, and whatever Twitter client you use to search for, you want to put in the hashtag #TapJolly. And I, throughout the weekend, was posting tweets and photos using the hashtag capital T-A-P and then in small letters Jolly, J-O-L-L-Y. Doesn't matter if you don't have the capitals, but that's how I did it. And you will see the stream of what other people were saying, conversations that actually were right up until sort of 1 o'clock in the morning. People on, you know, on the other side of the world, people here in the UK that were back home, all over the country, talking about the event amongst themselves. People that had partners that were here and just seeing how it was going. You'll get a really good sense of what we were up to and how it was going. So, that was the first official outing for the Active Photographer Jolly weekend. Really great success. Can't wait for the next one. And also for what we've got in mind for the future. You know, we discussed a lot of interesting stuff over this weekend. You guys are going to love it. It's going to be amazing. And yeah, if you've got any comments, anything as usual to share with me to get in touch about this, you've got the show notes to look at, you've got comments section, and you've got all the other places to get in touch, and I'll be sharing all of those in a few minutes. So guys, those of you that were there, thank you so much for your input. Will, you're a star. Thank you for your help, as ever. And for those of you that have been spreading the word, you guys are excellent. Thank you for doing that. And I look forward to the future. Thanks very much.
I'm already in the process of planning the next event, so be sure to keep an eye out for updates as and when I announce them. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. You can check out the Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So, thanks for listening everyone, take care, have a great week, and I'll speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.